this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Man, I feel so good today. I don't know what it is, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, because Alex, I just wish I could take your sickness away. But I feel so good today, so I'm going to try to have that extra pep in the step for you. How are you doing? You were not feeling so hot yesterday.
Yeah, I went to the doctor. I was like, what's wrong with my voice? Can you help me? She did all the tests. She did all kinds of things. She's like, you don't have something that I can, like, give you a prescription for. She's like, you just have, you know, a virus of whatever's going around for people. But, like, by yesterday at the end of our show, if you listen to the whole thing, which you may not, but if you go back and listen on the podcast, the very end, I mean, I could barely talk. So I'm anticipating that fully today, that by the end of today's show, I will have no voice coming out. So it's like every day starting over, you know, without fully resting for several days, I'm probably going to keep on almost losing my voice every day and destroying my vocal cords until we have Christmas vacation, and then I can, like, fully, you know, rest because we're not coming on and talking every day.
Yeah.
But she couldn't, she just told me that I'm doing everything right. She was like, you know, you're drinking enough water, you're doing hot tea and honey, gargling salt water, Mucinex, and allergy medicine and all that. So she said I'm doing everything right. She said so to just keep doing that, but she said it may be a while. So,
do you at least feel better than you sound? Or do you not feel good either?
I feel okay, except for the, like, I'm so sick of this crud in my throat and stuff that I have to keep on clearing, and that makes me feel miserable. But otherwise, I have not had a fever or anything, but the whatever else I have going on, she said, is definitely some sort of virus, so that's fun. But on a positive note, I made my first ever baked good yesterday.
What?
I've never made a baked good. I made homemade Rice Krispie treats, which I know only involves three ingredients, but I was so proud of myself.
I am so proud for you.
Thank you.
I have to give you the recipe I have for Reese's Rice Krispie treats.
Oh.
And they have actual real Reese pieces in them.
Yeah.
Like you chop up Reese's. I'm actually a pretty good baker, and I know Joe was about to, like, whisper something to you that I'm not.
Alex, don't do it. Liv makes pot Rice Krispie treats.
No, I don't.
She does not.
That takes a lot of time.
But, like, do you guys think that my voice sounds sexier like this? Like, do you like it, or do I sound absolutely,
you,
like, nauseating, like, to listen to?
Can you do this?
To?
Can you be like, hey, Big Daddy?
No, I'm not doing that.
Well, then I can't tell you if it's sexy or not.
Well,
then no.
I like it. I like raspy voices. You kind of sound like the actor or the actress Sophia Bush, who I'm obsessed with. She's on, like, Chicago PD, and she was on One Tree Hill.
Okay, good. Because what I'm worried about is that, you know, for you listening in your car right now or at home on your Alexa or whatever, that you're listening to this and you want to, like, stab your eardrums because I sound terrible. So if you guys all think, like, it actually sounds kind of cool, makes me have some street cred, then I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think you sound fine.
Yeah, you're dripping in street cred this morning.
Ew. I'm dripping, but not in the way I want to be.
What about you, Liv?
Yesterday, I was at work at the daycare that I work at, and there's normally this really cute baby. I mean, he's got to be like 4 months old or something, maybe 3 months old. And normally he's super chill. He would scream and cry if I was not holding him, and, like, not even holding him, but, like, resting him. So he was, like, laying in my arms, like, cradling him and, like, rocking him literally for 45 straight minutes.
Now,
my
was this
arm,
baby a chain smoker? Because you're running like a prison yard daycare.
Right. So, yeah, probably. But, no,
this
I'm just kidding.
This is the one that sells the cigs, yeah.
Yeah, she's got, like, a 14-year-old girl that came in there with a boyfriend and talking about his sexy lips and stuff in the daycare that Liv was watching.
Crazy
so.
Stuff goes on in the daycare. I try to keep it under wraps, but I only have so much control. But literally, this baby made my arm absolutely numb. Like, so numb. It hurt so bad. I felt
But I thought
so
you work out.
I do work out, but I'm still weak as heck. Look at these toothpick arms. I mean, come on. They might be like toned, but they're not strong.
Well,
but
I think it's not working.
Well, it was the best birth control of my life. So, Pork Chop, how was your day yesterday?
It was all right. I thought I was going to go to my significant other, Chase's holiday party.
Uh-huh. But you guys got in a fight?
Oh, no, not at all.
You guys just broke up?
No.
Well, they kind of got in a fight.
No.
Wait, Liv saw you guys break up?
No.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
He works at Applebee's, and his party was at 8:30 at night.
Okay.
So, allegedly, on Sunday, I told him that I think I'm not going to go. But Monday, yesterday, I decided I was going to go.
Oh, you can't do that.
Oh, I know now. Because it was like 2 hours before, and I was like, hey, your party's tonight, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, I guess I'm not going to eat dinner because I'll, you know, eat it there. He's like, you're going? I already told everyone you're not going because it's too late and you have to wake up early.
And weren't you telling us, too, that they were really excited that producer Porkchop was going to be at the Applebee's party?
They ask him. They're like, oh, isn't
celebrity.
Your boyfriend? Yeah, so I didn't go. But I'm looking forward today because I'm having lunch with a friend I haven't seen in like 2 or 3 years.
Oh, so wow. Does that mean we're not going to get lunch?
Oh, sorry. I know we've been doing little lunch dates recently.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'll
Isn't
go by
cool
myself.
He just blows us to the side.
Right, yeah.
Wow. I guess I'll just invite you all with me.
No, I'm just kidding. No. I'm kidding.
We're old toys. You play with the new stuff. It's okay. All right, well, my life is boring as hell compared to all you guys, but I'm just trying to dig myself out of the hole. Listen, my wife, God, I love her. She's amazing. But there's some things that bother me, and that's just like clutter. I brought this up before. And she had these CDs, and I've asked her, hey, can you do this? Can you do this? And I thought I was so smooth, guys. I threw away this old CD, and Alex will agree to throw it away. It was a pink CD that she never opened up. And I took the garbage, all the stuff. It was just like paper towel. I put it to the side, and I put the CD in the bottom of the garbage. Somehow, my wife is looking for something else and thought I threw it away, and I told her I didn't. So she went through the garbage to see if that was there. And she's like, what is my pink CD doing in the garbage? So now I've been
caught.
Now I've been told this is an example of why I can't have children with you.
So
I'm in the doghouse for throwing away a pink CD. So hopefully things will be better for you guys. But that was kind of my day.
Joe and his wife are going to be on the next episode of TLC's Hoarders.
I hope so.
The best moments from Cardi B on Carpool Karaoke coming up in the garbage is Pete Davidson going to get to stay on SNL, and you won't believe what this actress did while waitressing to get better tips.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B was on Carpool Karaoke last night with James Corden. They performed Bodak Yellow, and it was everything.
These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. At the store, I can get them both. I don't want to choose, and I'm quick. Cut that man off, so don't get comfortable. Woo. I don't dance now, I make money moves.
She also talked about getting her songs on the radio and how hard that was for her.
At first, people didn't want to play my music on the damn radio. A lot of these DJs were sleeping on me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to keep on making music until I find the right one that's going to make them catch their eyes on me. Because, you know, I'm funny.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? So people just be thinking that everything is a joke, and it's like, yeah, but I'm not laughing today. I want you to take this serious. But they wasn't, though. They was fronting on the kid, you're.
She also drove by a school with James, and then she started, like, yelling advice out the window to the kids.
Oh, gosh.
What's up, children? What's good? Stay in school. Listen to your mom. Oh, you won't be getting no Christmas gifts. Get my single. Go tell your mom to buy my new
And then in the most shocking part of the whole episode, she talked about how she used to keep a razor blade in her mouth while growing up in a rough neighborhood.
It was just crazy. Like, you always got to be careful. You always got to be on point. You always got to be militant. Like, you just got to be militant, man.
Also handy when an Amazon package arrives.
You're right.
In Saturday Night Live, Chief Lorne Michaels is sending Pete Davidson to get help after his troubling Instagram post where he said he doesn't want to be on this earth anymore. Michaels acts sketches with Davidson that were set to air on the show on Saturday because of the post. Sources say he has pledged to help all he can, including sending the comedian to get help. It's believed that Davidson will return to the show in the new year when it's back on the air, and there have been no conversations about him taking time off. Actor Alfonso Ribeiro is suing Epic Games, the creators of video game Fortnite, for stealing his old-school Carlton dance. Alfonso says the game ripped off the dance he did throughout the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air television series. In the game, characters can perform the fresh emote, and it's a carbon copy of what he claims he came up with on the 90s sitcom. He also claims he's in the middle of copywriting the Carlton dance. He's filing the same lawsuit against the video game NBA 2K. And Sandra Bullock says she pretended to be pregnant when she was a waitress to get better tips before she was famous.
I was a really good waiter. I worked at a place called Canastel's. I was on 19th and Park. But yeah, there was another waiter, but he and I would pretend that we were married and would speak German and that I was pregnant. So we could get better tips. Yeah, yes. So that worked.
That's pretty genius
that
right there.
That is so smart. Now I'm jealous I didn't know that while I was a waitress.
She's my favorite person. I need her to be in another like really big movie soon because I've just been missing her lately. Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity allegedly had a relationship with a 16-year-old girl.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, somebody here on the Joe and Alex Show put their foot in their mouth. I mean, this is embarrassing. We're going to tell you what they said coming up in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You know that Ariana Grande girl, she might make something out of herself one day. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Happy Tuesday to you. It is awkward when you say something you don't mean and you put your foot in your mouth. Especially when it happens here on the Joe and Alex Show.
And it normally happens to Joe.
Yeah, it does, actually. I've had a lot of that lately. And I guess I will let you air out your grievance, producer Porkchop, because apparently I have offended you by what I've said.
Yeah, you had a little Freudian slip.
Well, I don't know if it was a Freudian slip. I think it was just something that... Well,
no, that was a Freudian slip. It's psychological. It's I learned that in psychology class. It's when you accidentally say something that you didn't mean to say. Your brain was thinking something else, and unless you actually really meant it.
No, I didn't mean to say what I said to you, and I don't know why I said what I said.
Yeah, because it was a Freudian slip.
Okay,
yeah.
What was it?
A Freudian slip has to do with your subconscious, so you were kind of subconsciously
thinking.
But that's
what I'm saying.
I don't care what kind of snip slip it was. I want to know what was said.
All listen, right. He was asking for some help or me to send him something.
And he was like, yeah, no problem. I got you, homo. Oh. And I was like, excuse me? He was like, oh, dude, like, I swear. And then he started explaining himself. I meant to call you homie. I send emails all the time and it autocorrects homo to homie or something. I don't know.
No, I, yeah,
it's kind of in
that.
One ear and out the other.
But I have multiple. We've talked about this, I think, maybe before on the show about how I sent an email to a coworker.
Yeah, why do you do this a lot?
I just say homie. It's my word. Buddy, guy, dude, bro. You know, whatever you call somebody.
What
and
if,
I'm just like, okay, homie, but I said homo.
What if everyone starts talking like how autocorrect accidentally like changes words? Like you start talking like that.
Yikes.
I used to work at a DJ company called Sound Productions, and I texted someone. I was like, hey, I'm Garrett from Sound, and it autocorrected to prostitutions.
Wow.
I was like, hey, I'm Garrett from Sound Prostitutions. I'm here, and I sent it.
They're like, we've been looking forward to you making contact with us. So, okay, are you,
I mean, you're dead to me, Joe.
I was going to ask, how do you feel about that?
No, like, he was going to ask, are you butthurt about it? Which, again, is like the same thing.
How do you
thing.
Read my mind every
I
freaking
knew
time?
I knew he was going to say that.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
You're going to learn something right now. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Tell me if you think the punishment fits the crime here. A Missouri man has been ordered to repeatedly watch the movie Bambi as part of his sentence for illegally killing not one, not two, but hundreds of deer. The poacher was ordered to watch the Disney classic at least once a month during his year-long jail sentence.
Whoa.
The first viewing has to be completed by this Sunday. Conservation agents say this is probably one of the largest poaching cases in the state history. This guy would just go out and shoot and kill these deer for the meat, but a lot of times the bucks with, like, the antlers, just so he could sell them, just like the mounted heads. So,
yeah, you got to stay within the laws, man.
No doubt about it, but what do you think? Once a month, he's got to, got to watch Bambi.
I love it.
I think that's such a bizarre ruling. That seems like something that like my friends would do as like a prank to me.
I wonder if it'll actually have an effect on them. I guess we'll find out and see. Okay, this is amazing. If you like breakfast cereal, you can now have churros for breakfast thanks to General Mills. The company announced they are releasing Cinnamon Toast Crunch Churros cereal. Yes!
Churros or Cheerios?
Churros.
What's churros?
Churros is like a Mexican dessert. It's like a powdered pastry.
Oh, okay.
Think of like a cinnamon twist at Taco Bell.
Okay, I thought I didn't know if you were accidentally missaying Cheerios. I didn't understand.
To be fair, I do have a hard time speaking, but no, I got okay. this one right today. They feature bite-sized Cheerios that are dusted with real cinnamon. They're also bringing back Chocolate Toast Crunch and introducing a fruity version of Lucky Charms that has new red fruity cereal pieces. And I will try all of those because I'm the only one on the show that likes cereal and milk.
I love cereal and milk. It's just way too sugary. I don't want that sugar crash.
Okay, thank
I
you.
I love cereal. I just don't put milk in it, so I eat it dry.
You're so weird.
I like dry cereal better, too.
Yeah. I like cereal and milk.
Okay, dry cereal? What's with these girls?
Cereal and milk.
Maybe
cereal
it's a girl thing. Milk.
Thank you for that G-Love and the special sauce rendition right there. I wish we had a different job, like maybe this one in business. I'm in Michigan. There's a business that's handing out $4 million in Christmas bonuses to the workers. Floracrafts owners told their 200 employees he will be sharing nearly $4 million with his full-time staff. That pretty much breaks down for like the average worker there to about $20,000.
Wow.
20 grand you get as a bonus. How cool is that? The company makes foam products for craft and floral industries. I don't know what the hell that means, but $20,000? I don't even make that a year.
That's
God.
Insane.
Like that green foam stuff, like when you're doing fake flower arrangements that you stick the flowers in. It sounds like that's what they make.
Okay. And I'm going to butcher this name, but this is kind of cool news. Liv, I know you're a big sports person. I wonder if you heard this story. This lady, Kelly Crispas. Oh, God, I already messed it up, but I listened to her name 1,000 times. Kelly Crosskoff. She's the first female assistant general manager in NBA history.
Oh my gosh, I did not hear about that.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It happened yesterday. I'm sorry I butchered her name. What a dummy I am. She became the new assistant GM for the Indiana Pacers. Now, she spent 19 seasons as the top executive for the WNBA's Indiana Fever, so this is kind of cool. But she's been doing stuff for a long time, making history. She was actually the WNBA's first director of basketball operation and has been the longest tenured senior team executive in the league. So,
cool.
Go girl!
Woo!
That's some big stuff right there. And finally, you guys think we can't talk well or good or whatever, as I just butchered everything in my need to know news today. The YouTube channel News Be Funny, like haha, that News Be Funny, posted a montage, and I'll put the full 15-minute video up on my need to know news blog. But listen to some of these bloopers and news people just having a hard time speaking.
My sister's birthday, so I thought I'd give her a little shout out here. She's turning 28 degrees today.
So it will be Palo Verde taking on Reno tomorrow o'clock at 4 here at Bishop Minogue. But
it's going to be areas of drizzt and mizzle. Mist and drizzle. I literally combined both.
A slight chance of some participation. It's rain. It's going to bring a possibility of some rain that will be moving into our area.
Jeff Van Zandt, who's live out at SeaTac with reaction from Flyers. Jeff?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I have fallen into a pattern. Guys, back to you.
Kind of like how I used to say right there.
Used to.
I'm working on it, guys, okay?
You do say right there.
All right, that right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it out at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can check us out. Joe and Alex Show. Give us a follow on Twitter. You can always call in for the show, too. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. So I was watching this clip. I was scrolling through Instagram, and it was Ellen, the TV show, and she had on a person, an artist, which we all know. We haven't heard from in a while. And she asked, hey, can I say your real name? And they actually said their real name, and I was like, oh my God, that's the real name. Listen to this and tell me if you can figure out who this person is.
I read your real name this morning. Can you please tell people your full name?
You sure?
Yep. I think we have time for it.
You ready? Aline Omatai Purundakalulu Badre Ekancha.
Oh my word.
Do you know who that is?
No.
I heard one legible part in there.
Yeah, I heard one legible part.
What'd you hear?
Towards the end, I heard Akon.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, that's Akon.
Do it again.
I think we have time for it.
You ready? Aline Omatai Purundakalulu Badre Akon Chow.
Oh my God. gosh.
So he goes by Akon, but that's
what
his real
he?
Name. I don't know. I didn't look all that up, but I was like, holy crap. I wouldn't even know his real name or her name.
Is he Jamaican or something?
I do not know. You'd have to Google it, so I don't want to sound like a dumbass. I don't know.
I've met him. He's actually a really nice guy.
Yeah, that's Aww. Cool.
Yeah, and I want to
go
say,
by his real name or just Akon?
Just Akon.
He's Senegalese? What is that? I've never even heard
Senegal.
Of that.
Senegal.
That's in Africa.
Oh yeah, okay.
But all right. I want to say something, but I don't want it to come out like wrong.
Oh, well, let's hear it then.
No, really, though. I want to say it, but don't be offended.
I'm not. Go ahead.
No, not you, but maybe... All right, next to him, I look like a ghost.
Yeah, you're very white.
Yes.
I mean, just in general, you're white.
Yeah, I'm very, very palely
yeah,
white.
You're
and
pretty
he's
pasty.
Just, he's got like very dark skin.
No offense, but I think standing next to me, you kind of look like a ghost. So I don't think it really matters.
No, honestly, we've lost Pork Chop before. Yeah. It started like snowing one time.
Oh,
and
man.
It's like, there he goes. He's gone.
He has six kids.
Wow. There you go. One for each part of his name. So listen. I'm going to play a game with you. You can buzz in whenever just for fun. It's called the Real Name Game. After seeing that clip of Akon and Ellen, I'm going to give you the artist's real name, like their birth name, and you tell me their stage name, like what we probably would know them as or what they perform under. All right, first one, Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Reginald Kenneth
Dwight. I never knew this was their name, but I guarantee you will know a lot of this person's songs.
Reginald Kenny Chesney.
No. Who was it?
Elton John.
Elton John.
Wow.
So I was like, Reginald, okay.
Wow.
What about this one right here? Let's see if you can figure this real name out. Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
Liv.
Liv, who is that?
That is Katy Perry.
Wow, you sound pretty confident in that one. Let's see, is it? It is.
Wow, good job.
How'd you know that?
I knew her last name was Hudson.
Okay.
I knew her name was Catherine Hudson.
All right, good job.
So hot, we'll melt your popsicle. My favorite movie in the entire world is her movie.
Which one is that?
Piece of Me?
No, I forget. Maybe it is Piece of Me. I don't know. It was on Netflix for forever. So good. Highly recommend.
Right. The one about her concert, her tours. Her
yeah.
Tour,
and
whatever.
Then her and her marriage.
Right. Yeah. It's Piece of Me.
All
right,
so good.
Let's see if you guys can figure this one out. I bet Alex will get this one. Peter Jean Hernandez.
Peter Hernandez.
Everybody knows
Peter
who this person is.
Peter Pete Davidson. No, I'm kidding.
No, everybody. These are all artists. Everybody knows who. I guarantee everybody listening right now. I guarantee you know who Peter Jean Hernandez is.
Peter Jean Hernandez.
I can't believe
never
you
heard
guys.
It.
Oh no.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Just guess.
Jay-Z.
No, it's not Jay-Z.
Okay, guess.
It's this guy. Have you heard of this guy?
Bruno
Mars.
What?
Peter Jean Hernandez.
The name Bruno Mars does sound like, you know, what you do in one of those, you type your name into the generator online
yeah.
and you want to be a famous singer, it'll give you a name.
Kill him. Okay. Got a few more left here for you. These are real names and what they actually go by. How about...
celebrity names.
Yes. Okay. Let's see if we can figure this one out. This is easy. I'm going to put this one on Pork Chop because if he doesn't get this, man.
Uh-oh.
How about this? Aubrey Graham.
Oh.
I know this one.
Aubrey Graham. One of the biggest artists, say, the past 5 years.
I don't know. Not Selena Gomez? No, that's her name.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Drake.
Kiki, oh, duh. Do you love me? I knew that. Are you
riding? Middle name is Drake. That would have given it away.
Wait. So Drake's not a part of his name?
It's Aubrey Drake Graham.
Okay, I was wondering where he got Drake.
I wasn't going to give it away that easily.
Aubrey.
Because he was in the Disney, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
He was on Degrassi.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Disney Channel, right?
No, Degrassi was not on Disney. It was like on Nickelodeon at night.
Really?
Yeah, Degrassi's bad.
Okay. Alex, you're not allowed to answer this one because you know it, but you can participate after, okay? Just because I know you'll know this one. Stacey Ann Ferguson. Who is Stacey Ann Ferguson?
Do you know?
I know.
Let's see. Taylor Swift.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I knew that. I knew it was going to be wrong once you started doing your sarcastic little act there.
Fergalicious definition. Careful, Alex. Don't hurt yourself. They want my treasures, so Alex loves some Fergies.
So when I have a voice, I can rap this whole song.
I know. That's why I'm worried about you.
I got reasons why season pushes come and go like seasons. Fergalicious. But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, I'll let
it. Okay. Careful there. Careful there. Last one. Last one. Here we go. Calvin Brodus.
Oh, Liv.
Liv. Calvin Brodus is who? That's their real name. What do we know him as?
I know who it is, but I just like can't think of it. So anybody I'll pass
else?
It along.
Anybody else? Calvin Brodus?
Calvin Brodus. Oh, Calvin Harris.
Oh my gosh. Wrong again.
With so much drama in the LP.
Snoop Dogg.
I knew that.
Oh, come on.
But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass hits like every single day.
All right. What'd you guys think of that? That was kind of fun.
Do you want a big mic drop?
Oh, yeah. Please drop the mic for me.
Okay. So you know how I go by Liv?
Oh my gosh. This is going to blow our mind, isn't
it? Wait,
it?
That's not your name?
My real name is Olivia.
Wow.
I know.
Joe and Alex show on radio now, and I have to apologize for what you're about to hear, especially if it makes you cry. Like, I'm not trying to do all these mascara alerts, but it just keeps on happening. This story made me cry when I actually heard it. There is this little girl in Central Texas, and she had an inoperable brain tumor. And, well, I guess I'll let the story kind of tell you what happened to her.
Riding on the back of a horse, doing what she loves.
She is just as active as she ever was.
It's hard to imagine not too long ago, doctors diagnosed this little girl, Roxley Doss, with an inoperable brain tumor called diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, or DIPG.
It is very rare, but when we see it, it is a devastating disease. You have decreased ability to swallow, sometimes vision loss, decreased ability to talk, eventually difficulty with breathing.
Dr. Virginia Herod at Dell Children says the now 11-year-old went through weeks of radiation, even though there is no cure.
Could you imagine that?
No.
Little kid going through radiation. God, that's so damaging. Everybody probably knows somebody with cancer, but 11, and the fact is they're going through it, and there's really no way to beat this cancer.
In August, the family held a benefit for her, and the Buta community responded in a big way. At that point, all Gina and Scott Doss could do was pray for a miracle.
Praise God, we did.
Now, they cry tears of joy.
It was actually unbelievable. The tumor is undetectable on MRI scan.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
This girl is pretty much going to die, 11-year-old girl. They say, yeah, there's nothing you can do. And now it's gone?
Which is very unusual.
Doctors can't explain why the tumor disappeared.
Dell Children's, at Texas Children's, at Dana-Farber, Johns Hopkins, and MD Anderson all agreed it was DIPG.
From no cure to no trace. The family says now they only have God to thank.
Well, and every day, I mean, we still say it. Like, it's just kind of our family thing that we're like, God healed Roxley.
We didn't know how long she would be healthy, but look at her. She's doing awesome.
That is just an amazing story right there. All the experts are like, we're so sorry.
Wow.
But there's nothing we can do. And then it's just, it's gone. It doesn't even exist.
A miracle.
I mean, that is just so awesome. And this time of the year, especially, you know, with charities and different things, you think about all these sick kids that are in the hospital and the families, what they're going through, like at Ronald McDonald House and how tough it is. It's nice to see a really awesome ending to a story like that.
Absolutely.
So I apologize if I got makeup everywhere on you this morning. A little mascara alert.
That's right.
But you know what? I've done worse, so I don't feel terrible about it. We'll put that video up online at joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Travis Scott announced his Astro World tour yesterday, and he's going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana on February 20th. That's because our show airs in Indianapolis. And then he's also going to be in Houston, where our show also airs at the Toyota Center on February 13th. So that's exciting, something to look forward to. Put on your calendar. A former model says she had an 8-year affair with Woody Allen that started when she was 16, and it included a 3-way with Mia Farrow. Wow.
Gross.
Her name is Baby Christina Engelhardt, or Babby. B-A-B-I. I'm going to say baby. Baby Christina Engelhardt said that she was a high school student when she began dating the 41-year-old, saying that she actually made the first move by giving the director her number. They were together for 8 years, and around that time, she was 20. He introduced her to his new girlfriend, Mia Farrow. Soon after, she began having drug-fueled threesomes with Alan and Farrow. And she claimed that she had group hibbity with other young women that Alan had brought in before she was introduced to Farrow. She believes that Woody groomed her and Farrow into doing whatever he wanted, despite the fact that she was never allowed to meet his friends. Many people in her life corroborate that she did know him, and she has personal moments and letters from Woody Allen where he recalls their time together. So, this looks like the nail in the coffin for Woody Allen, who has been rumored for a long time to be a little bit of a creep.
Oh, yeah, rumored he is.
But if she gave him her number first, does that make a difference for you? Do you feel
it's
like that's a little
creepy.
Strange?
I mean, I guess you could say like, because he's still, it's kind of still to me,
he
my
should
opinion,
still know better because he's 41 years
it's
old.
It's still predatory. It just right. It sounds creepy to me. If it's like, could you imagine me like 40-year-old Joe, like, hey, Alex, so I went to this high school basketball game the other day.
This girl
and
gave
I,
me your number.
I got her number. I think I'm going to go hook up with her. She'd be like, oh, that's cool, Joe. She gave it to you?
Yeah, I think
no
it's
problem.
So weird. Lil Wayne, yesterday, being a huge sports fan that he is, was asked who is better, Jordan or Kobe, and he had a hard time answering this question.
These days, they think the tough question
stop.
Jordan or LeBron, no.
I just, before we play this, his voice, though. Like, whose voice is worse, his or mine?
Honestly, if you give it a little more effort, you could sound like Lil Wayne.
Oh, my God. His voice is just like, there's nothing like it to me.
These days, they think the tough question is Jordan or LeBron, no. Jordan or Kobe is a tough question. Lord have mercy, please forgive me. God forgive me, Jordan forgive me, but it's Kobe.
And Jennifer Lopez says that she would never take a project with a love scene that could make her boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, or her family uncomfortable.
And I always do what's appropriate. I'm a very professional. I've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
I wouldn't take anything that would make me feel super uncomfortable in my real life. You know, if I take it on, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it in a way that if he saw it or anybody saw it that knew me, that I would never feel like, God, I wish I didn't do that.
And coming up in less than an hour, the internet has finally weighed in on the top song of 2018. If you had to guess, any guesses on what the top song might be?
Oh, man. Is it like a Drake song, maybe?
You'll have to find out.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, check this out. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, someone on the show is committing what others would say is a Christmas sin. They're a sinner. Find out why everyone's judging them hard as hell next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
You can also send us some social media questions and love. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So who on the show is committing what they are being accused of, which is a Christmas sin? They're a holiday sinner. Shame upon them.
I think it's you.
Okay, well, if we're just going to throw me under the bus like that, thanks, Miss Bus Driver Lady. Yes, Alex and I think everybody else live in Porkchop. We're really appalled or disgusted by what I talked to them about the other day after the show, and that is how much I'm going to spend on my wife for Christmas and how much she can spend on me. If you don't know, if you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, I'm frugal. I'm cheap. I like to save that money, okay? Like that. That's my life. I mean, pretty much Little Dicky is my idol.
But the thing is like, it's fine to do that. It's okay to be somebody that's a little bit more frugal, that wants to ball on a budget, like, you know, the rest of the year. But when it comes to, like, an anniversary or a birthday or Christmas, that's when you can spoil your wife a little bit and you still skimp.
Now tell me, because I'll share with everybody in 1 second, how little I spend on my wife and how little she can spend on me. Tell me what you think, Alex, is the amount I should be kind of doing or treating her roughly.
Well, everybody's financial situation is different.
Okay, but give me just
a rough
thing.
But I think it would be fair for you to spend a couple $100 on her.
A couple $100.
And what is your limit, $50?
No.
Less than that?
Yeah. Went with 40 this year.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's just rude. It's just mean. It's grinchy.
I'm not a Grinch. 833-JOE-ALEX. Am I being too cheap here by kind of talking to my wife? And her, she's kind of, I mean, she seemed to agree with it. She wasn't really excited. 833-563-2539. And that's like, listen, I'm not bragging. I could afford a little more than 40 bucks. For sure, I could get by and we could pay our bills. It'd be okay if we spent a little more, like maybe 50 or 100. But 40 bucks is my limit. I feel like, especially after you're married, because I've been with my wife for 6.5 years. We've been married for a little over 3. And I just don't see the need to spend all that money on a gift or a present.
So here's the thing, and don't take this the wrong way as having this conversation. For some people, spending $40 would be really a lot to spend on somebody else. And I understand that. But if your personal financial situation allows you to spend a lot more and you just don't because you're a cheapskate, then is that not like a Christmas sin? Aren't you a Grinch for that? I just feel bad for Lindsay.
You
like,
feel
this is
bad
Christmas.
For my wife.
It's Christmas. Like, buy her a nice purse. Like, take her out and do like a spa day gift card or something like that. Like, you know, spend a little bit. You just never do. And I feel like she deserves to be spoiled a little bit.
I agree with you. My wife deserves like the best. I'm not saying she doesn't deserve good things, but I just don't think that I have to spend the money to do that.
Well, I do.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Christina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Am I a Grinch here because of our $40 limit I kind of put out there?
Nope. I totally agree with you. My husband and I, we don't get each other stuff for Christmas. If there's something that we really need or something that we want, we just buy it throughout the year. And Christmas, when Christmas comes around, I mean, we're spending money on other people and we just say we love each other and move on.
Do you have kids?
Yes. Well, we have an 8-month-old, so this is our first Christmas with him.
Okay.
We didn't get him anything for Christmas this year either.
Good, because the kids aren't even going to remember it.
No, exactly.
I was going to say, because I don't think my parents spend as much on each other for Christmas ever since they've had kids, because they're focused more on mine and my sister's, my brother-in-law's gifts, but that's like the only time I would see that would kind of be okay.
Yeah, but I don't think you're a Grinch at all, Joe. I think, you know, money is money, but you know, I think it's more important to pay off the bills and get ahead of that than it is to have materialistic things.
Thank you, Christina. I appreciate it. I thought I was going to get roasted.
But I think Lindsay would like, Lindsay would like him to spend more. So if Lindsay's mentality was like, I don't care about Christmas and whatever, then yeah, spend $5 on each other. But I think she wishes Joe would surprise her with some really nice gift.
She's freaking me out because she's like, oh, I have another gift. I'm like, what do you mean another gift? How many gifts are you getting me?
Like, isn't that terrible pressure if she's spending more on him than he is on her?
Yes, it is. And she shouldn't. We agreed. Or at least I said that. Victoria, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this?
Well, I look at it this way. You guys are married. You guys don't have kids. Spoiler.
Okay.
Once you get kids coming in, you don't have Christmas, because me and my husband don't buy Christmas for each other.
I was going to say, once Joe and Lindsay start having kids, you're absolutely right. Then he really won't buy her anything. I think this is the time that you should be doing that especially.
That would be the best Christmas present if I found out my wife was pregnant. That's all I really want.
But then how are you going to deal with all the money you're going to have to spend? Because that's way more.
You're not going to have to spend money on kids like for the first not for the first 10 years.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
I have 4 of them.
Okay. Well, look at you getting busy. Okay. No, but I'm saying, like, you don't have to get a kid a toy when they're real young. They don't even know you get them anything. I could give them, like, a stick, and they'd be like, wow, this is cool. I could share it with the dog.
You might not have to give them toys, but you have to buy them diapers, formulas, and all that.
Oh, no, we're just going to reuse, like, what is that, the cloth stuff? I like to go cheap, Victoria. I like to go cheap.
I don't know specifics about your financial situation, but what I do know is that you 1,000% make more than I do.
Okay.
And I'm spending way more than $40 on my boyfriend for Christmas.
Yeah, like, well, I think I've talked about this on the air before, though, too. I have, like, a money hang-up problem just because my parents are so bad with money. Yeah, I'm very thankful to be where I'm at in my career. Like, I'm able to pay my bills. I used to, like, worry how I was going to pay rent. Like, so I'm not in that point in life anymore. But I don't know. I still want to be cheap as I can.
I mean, but there's a couple things I want to say. One, with Liv, maxing out a credit card doesn't mean you necessarily, I mean,
yes,
it's good that you spend more.
Thank you.
I spend more, but also I know how to budget my finances.
You do not.
I've never been late on any sort of bill and my rent, my electric, my internet, and my car payment. So I've never been late. I'm ahead on my car payment.
Did you max out your credit card for Christmas gifts? Did you buy Christmas gifts on a credit card?
I did just to get the points, though.
Okay, that's the biggest scam in the world. All right, I worry about you with that stuff.
The other thing I was going to say was, Joe, did you know that there is a rehab for financial trauma?
Is there? Because I need to go there.
Yeah, like it's a real thing. Like, so certain rehab facilities that specify in like different types of mental health and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, it's not an addiction thing. It's just something else. It's like it's a retreat for you to get intensive therapy for different types of trauma. And sometimes different facilities have a special clinic for financial trauma. So like if you grew up and your parents didn't have a lot of money and you went, you know, without a lot and things like that. And so you have like a weird hang up about money because of trauma in your past. They help you get through that. That might be something that you need to think about for 2019.
Lindsay's going to get me that for Christmas now. Thanks, Alex. My present just changed. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You can also let us know your thoughts by sending us a tweet. It's at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and the number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's go to our first call. This hurts because Alex is always like, your questions are so dumb. Nobody cares. And then nobody calls. So it really does hurt my soul.
I love being right.
833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Here is what I want to know this week. Question one, ketchup on the eggs. Do you put them on there?
Most definitely.
All right, we're going to come back to that one.
Wait, nobody's calling and we're still going to stick with this?
Yes. Who actually drinks eggnog? Can somebody explain? Isn't it like the grossest thing ever? That's question number two. And number three, what's something you've always wanted to learn how to do? I finally sold my guitar yesterday that I tried to play, then I quit. And now I want to try to learn the thing again. I'm like,
oh, you're the most
Why'd
annoying person.
It? Why am I annoying?
Because like I feel that is there's a certain type of person that does that. They never use something like a shirt or whatever.
Yep.
They give it away and then all they do is spend the whole time thinking about I wish I would have worn that more. I wish I would have used that. It's like so stupid. Like, no, you wouldn't have, or you would have used it when you had it.
Wait, you've never done that before?
I don't think so. I mean, when I get rid of stuff all the time, like I bring, there's a human trafficking, like women's shelter in town, and I will drop off like all my, like a whole bunch of clothes that I'm not wearing anymore there from time to time. And I don't ever think about like, oh, I really wish I would have kept that dress or something.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's a clothing, it's different, but it's just like the guitar. Like I've always wanted to learn how to play an instrument.
But see, if you would have, then you, like if you really wanted to, then you would have taken the time to learn how to do it when you had it.
Well, duh. I know. That doesn't mean I still haven't changed my mind. Is this Kara?
Yes.
Hey, Kara, make sure you turn your radio down and talk to us on your phone. So let
Hi,
me,
how are you guys?
Good. Let me ask you this. Ketchup on eggs, what do you do?
Yes, it is delicious, but only on scrambled eggs.
Oh, you know, I think you're right there. Liv the Web Girl's not in her head. Liv, are you kind of a ketchup on eggs kind of lady?
Yes, scrambled only and only with the yolk in. So I eat egg whites a lot, but I will not put ketchup on egg whites. That's gross.
Well, yes, I don't, egg whites aren't terrible. It's kind of the same thing, isn't it not?
No, the yolk has a totally different flavor.
Okay, well, I mean, like egg whites, if I went and got like egg beaters. All right, what about eggnog? I see you actually like eggnog. That's weird.
Yes, it is delicious, but you have to put a shot of Bacardi in it.
Okay, so you're an alcoholic.
You just like all kinds of gross food.
It is not gross.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Sierra, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and eggnog, you drink it or no?
I do not, but my boyfriend does. He makes eggnog, and he drinks it, and he loves it.
Wait, he makes his own?
Yes.
Is that even safe? How do you make eggnog?
I'm not sure what he did to it, but he was like, you want some eggnog? And I was like, hell no. And he was like, I made it myself. It's really good. And I was like, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, rotten milk that you left out.
You should break up, Sierra. That sounds like really not a good thing right there. That honestly reminds me of like my cousin who makes like his own little moonshine.
Ew.
I'm like, no, bro, it's cool. I don't want to die from sipping on what you got. Oh, God. Is this Kaylee?
Callie,
you love eggnog, it says on my screen.
Yep, I love it. I'm dancing in front of the little freezer milk section when it comes out every season.
No, I've tried it a few times, and it's disgusting. What do you like about it?
I don't know. It's just so thick and eggnoggy.
Nope.
I don't know.
See,
just
right,
the taste. I like the vanilla one. So.
No, but what you just said right there, so I'm going to make everybody sick. I'm sorry. So thick and eggnoggy?
No.
No, thick, not thick.
No,
I know. We heard you. Thick.
I'm picturing thick chunky eggs going into my mouth hole. Ugh.
No, it's creamy. It's not thick. Don't think of it like chunky. That's gross.
I don't want that a thick or creamy drink.
Thank you for calling in this morning. Hey, Holly, you're on the Joe and Alex show for Joe Wants to Know. What is your thing with eggs and ketchup?
I would say take it or leave it. I kind of get it, but I wanted to say that maple syrup and eggs is way better.
Actually, that does sound pretty good. Liv, the web girl, are you going to throw up? What's wrong with you?
Maple syrup and eggs, not your jam?
Absolutely not.
Why not? Why would you not want that?
That just sounds so repulsive.
That and some French toast, I think, is the perfect combo.
Should try it. You should try it. Don't knock it until you try it. I get that it's weird.
All right, Holly, cool. We appreciate it. Let's do one last call here for Joe Wants to Know. You okay?
I'm just over it.
I'm telling you right now, this might be one of our most popular segments on the show.
Definitely not.
I would say this is neck and neck with Murder Monday.
Not even close.
Listen, you can hate all you want, but I'm telling you, people listening right now are like, I can't get enough of this Joe Wants to Know.
I'm so bored.
No, that's just you, though.
No, everyone.
No, people are loving this. Christina, you are loving this Joe Wants to Know, aren't you?
It is very interesting to see people's opinion.
See? Look at that. She can't get enough of it. She even said it's better than Murder Monday.
You care about people's opinions on
eggnog?
I prefer
Murder on Monday. I will say that.
Hey. Christina, quiet. What do you think here with the ketchup on the eggs?
I used to eat ketchup on eggs, but I actually switched to ranch.
Wow.
Oh, gross.
That is...
Thanks. Liv just vomited.
Nasty.
How did you even try that? Were you drunk? What happened?
It was just one of those, like, I didn't have ketchup, but I had ranch, so I thought I'd try it.
Ew, no.
Christina, I'm going to go buy you some ketchup for Christmas, okay?
Okay.
Make sure that never happens again. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Oh, I didn't have ketchup, but I had mayonnaise, so I decided to put that on my eggs instead.
Oh, you know, I wonder what else
it was. I didn't have any ketchup, but I saw some toilet paper. I decided to sprinkle that on there.
Mm. Yummy, yummy. Oh, I missed it. Hold on. It's the Joe and Alex show. Good morning. Let's hook somebody up right now with an Amazon Echo Dot. We're going to play a little game this morning. A little holiday trivia here on the Joe and Alex show. Mark.
Yeah.
You've been naughty or nice this year, bro?
Oh, I've been nice.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus Leviticus.
Oh, I love that in the Bible. That's my favorite one. Okay, Mark, let's see if we can hook you up today with an Amazon Echo Dot. You're going to answer some of these trivia questions. If you can get 3 out of 5 right, you get yourself a brand new, slightly used by the Joe and Alex show Amazon Echo Dot.
Oh, I thought you were going to say slightly used tissues from my sick pile over here.
Well, actually, oh my God, she's putting it in a bag. Would you also, if you win, Mark, like these tissues?
Going to be my Christmas gift for my wife.
All right. There you go. Sounds like a healthy relationship. Well, we will throw... Can we throw those in?
Yeah.
All right. Those will be donated with the Amazon Echo Dot. All right. Here is your first question. I hope you get these right. Mark, who is nipping at your nose when you go outside in the winter?
Who is what?
Who is nipping at your nose when you go outside in the winter? These are holiday trivia questions. This person is nipping at your nose when you go outside in the winter.
I have no clue. Mother Nature?
No. Jack Frost.
Since when?
You don't know Jack Frost?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm Jewish, so I'm like, this is the right game to play.
That's weird, then, because your middle name's Leviticus. That's so weird.
Man, I'm sorry, Mark. I still think if you're Jewish, you can win this game, okay?
All right. Well, I'm hoping for the Echo Dot, but I'll take the tissues as a consolation prize.
All right. Well, guess what? Yeah, they're yours no matter what happens, okay?
We can make that happen.
That is the best thing I've heard all morning, dude. Mark, we love you. All right. The second question. God, I'm kind of worried now.
Me too.
What reindeer's name is also the name of a kitchen cleaner?
We literally did this.
Comet.
There you go.
Are you using this? Dinosaur's least favorite reindeer. Did you know that?
It's what?
A dinosaur's least favorite reindeer is Comet.
Oh, funny.
I get it.
Hey, you got jokes over here this morning.
Big bang jokes. But Joe, are you reusing the same questions we did on the same game like only yesterday or the day before or something?
Nope. I am not reusing the same questions.
But I swear you asked this on the air.
Not that one.
Really?
Well, I did. I asked that one on the air on Friday.
Yeah, it was Liv.
Doesn't matter. She'll
count. Shut up.
Okay. I'm just, all right. I'm
Mark may not have heard it.
Pointing it out. It's weird.
I appreciate your pointing. Okay. What spy hides around the house reporting back to Santa?
The elf on the shelf.
There you go.
We 100% did the same questions.
But let's see what else he's got. Maybe he came up with some originals.
We did not do that question.
Yeah, we did.
I bet you lunch we did not do that question.
No, we actually did. I remember.
We did not.
Yes, we did.
Whatever.
Alex, why do you hate me?
I want you to win. It's just kind of weird. Just go ahead. Ask
what do you have against Mark?
I mean, if you've listened to the show before, it should be pretty easy.
Mark, I'm rooting for you. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, thank you. Mark, I know you're Jewish, but how many times does Santa check his naughty and nice list?
Twice.
There we go.
Killing it, Mark.
You're so good at this, man. All right.
I never heard about the Jack Frost one, but I'm glad I got the other three.
Okay, good. Now let's see if you can get this next question that has never been asked before on the Joe and Alex show.
Okay.
For the win, Mark. How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Okay, these were all asked.
Feliz Navidad.
Hey, we got a winner! Way to go, Mark.
Yeah, you should be proud. Tomorrow you can win an Amazon Echo Dot by answering all these same questions again.
So make sure you wrote down the answers.
These are not the same questions. What?
Yes, we're going to find the audio. Producer Pork Job and Liv are going to find it. We're going to play it tomorrow.
Oh, look at them excited. Like, great. More work for us. Thank you. All right, Mark, hang on the line. We'll give you those slightly used boogery tissues from Alex and a brand new Amazon Echo Dot. We are doing this all this week on the Joe and Alex Show as part of our 12 Dots of Christmas. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we have got to get this girl on the show. She's in Houston, Texas, where we're on the air on 92.1 Radio Now. And this is savage, but I think it takes a lot and lot of courage to do what she did. This girl breaks up with her cheating boyfriend during her birthday party.
Let's get it, girl.
Listen to this audio. This is incredible.
I would just like to thank y'all for coming here.
That's it. That's all you want.
Like, I really couldn't ask for better friends. Oh. I really couldn't. Y'all are seriously the best. And I would like to thank Santos for making me realize that I deserve so much better. Because every single person here knows that you were trying to talk to some girl named Dennis about being friends with benefits. Like, literally all of us have seen screenshots and screen recordings of everything you've sent her, especially within the past few days, and how you were texting her and sending her videos. You literally sent her the same picture you sent me today.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, so in case you didn't figure it out, we're over. And you can get the f*** out.
Get out!
The little Mariah Carey.
This girl is going to be on Ellen.
Literally.
You think so?
Yeah.
She's a queen. I love savage women.
Yeah, that is awesome. Her name is Tiana, and she's in Houston, Texas. And this is just incredible. If anybody knows Tiana, can you have her call into the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I wonder, like, how long she thought about it, because Alex and Liv, ladies on the show here, I hope they never do, but God forbid you knew, you found out, like, hey, Jewel Daddy's been doing the same thing, or the Egyptian's doing the same thing. That's your boyfriend's.
Oh, we're exposing them on the air, 100%.
How are you going to do it, though?
Like, Liv might be too nice. I'm absolutely exposing them. Oh, I'm getting the girl on the phone. We're doing a three-way call. And then we're putting all of it on the air so you can hear and everybody will know how much of a cheater they are.
I would definitely expose him in front of people. I don't know if I would do it on the air. I would record it so then we could put the audio on the air. But
I'm doing it live. I'm getting them all nervous, hot and bothered, all just terrified because their boss is probably listening, their parents.
This is actually making me sick to my stomach, like thinking about Jewel Daddy cheating on me.
Speaking of parents, that would be the best scenario. You get your boyfriend on the phone or almost ex-boyfriend, and then you three-way his mother.
Well, his family has said that if we don't work out, they're keeping me. And Jewel Daddy's got to find a new family.
Well, that's not cool at all. Oh, my God. But you actually think you'd have the guts to do that? Because it's one thing to say it, but she was so... This is at her birthday party. Everybody's there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having, like, reminiscing on, like, when I found out that my boyfriend's cheated on me, and it's literally making me sick to my stomach.
How'd you find out?
Well, one of them, I got a bunch of calls and texts because it was at a formal that I wasn't attending.
Okay, like a dance?
So, yeah, I found out on the phone from my sorority. And then the other one, I found out because I was searching all over the cruise ship for my boyfriend. And then finally, I overheard that a guy saw them on the top deck on a lounge chair at night. So
was it a Disney cruise?
I wish. I would have made it way more comical, but no, it was not. It was not a Disney cruise.
Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and we just played a clip of this girl. Her name is Tiana. She's in Houston, Texas, and she is going viral right now, like 5 million views. She broke up with her kind of cheating boyfriend. He was sexting other girls, saying like, hey, let's be friends with benefits. And
not kind of cheating, her cheating boyfriend.
Well, he didn't cheat. He just texted. That's not...
That's cheating.
Well, I'm
sending inappropriate photos. That's cheating.
Okay. I mean, we each have a definition. I'm not saying it's like, right. To me, like cheating is when you physically do something. Here's part of her calling him out.
Of everything you sent her, especially within the past few days, and how you were sexting her and sending her videos, you literally sent her the same picture you sent me today.
Oh, that's bad.
Ooh, that is awkward, sending the same picture to two girls, and she told him to, Yeah, she gave him a bag and said, get out of my birthday party. Julie, hey, good morning. You're calling us today. We're on the air.
Hi.
In Houston, Texas. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, how long have you been listening to the show?
Forever.
Okay, cool. Well, we love that. It's been like a week or so, but no, we appreciate it. Now, hey, tell me this. You actually have a problem with her.
I do. I honestly think it's a whole different level, a whole new level of petty. I think she's petty patty.
Petty
patty. Ridiculous. Yeah, she's petty patty, and I think it's ridiculous, and it can be dangerous. You can't do people like that.
Why do you think it could be dangerous? Do you think you could have had, like, a knife on him or something?
Well, when you embarrass people like that, you're taking it to a whole... I'm sure she's embarrassed for him cheating, but you have to be careful doing stuff like that.
So you wouldn't do that then, Julie? If, like, somebody cheated on you, you wouldn't want to do something like that? How would you handle the situation?
I would be woman enough to confront him in person.
Well, she did, but I mean, yeah, she called it out in front of everybody.
Not in front of everybody. No, I don't think that's cute. It's not cute at all.
Oh, I think it's goals.
So you're saying, like, his mental health, like, it can be dangerous as far as his mental health?
I think that's the problem with people putting stuff on videos and making it go viral. It can be, it's not a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing. I think she looks silly.
All right. Well, hey, Julie, we appreciate you calling us this morning. We are really glad you listened to the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah,
bye.
Going. Bye. See, I was interested to actually see somebody having a different take on that, because I assume every girl like, yeah, get it. But Julie's saying she's petty patty over here.
I mean, I feel like if you're a millennial, then you know almost anything you do can possibly end up on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
You
like
know,
that,
like
I'm
everything
so
I do, it's like I know that there's a possibility of like it ending up on Twitter. So like, I don't know. I just feel like people are prepared for that.
That's why I stay inside all the time. I never go outside.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next, the best moments from Cardi B on Carpool Karaoke. The internet has weighed in on the top songs of 2018, and Julia Roberts talked about the first moment she was recognized.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The internet has weighed in on what the best songs of 2018 are. This website called Dig collected the info. They didn't use a super fancy algorithm to figure out what tunes were resonating with people at large, but they actually pored over a spreadsheet of other best of 2018 song lists and assigned a point system to the top choices. So here are the top 10. I'll start from going backwards from number 10. So number 10 was Nice for What by Drake.
Okay, my guess is that was the number one song.
Nope. Number 9 is No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande. 8, Honey by Robin. 7, Sicko Mode, Travis Scott. 6 was Make Me Feel, Janelle Monae. 5 was Shallow, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Number 4, This Is America, Childish Gambino.
Love.
Number 3, I Like It by Cardi B. Number 2 surprised me. Number 2 is Love It If We Made It by the 1975, which I thought, wow, that surpassed Cardi B? Because we're not even playing that song, so I thought that was interesting. I don't know if I agree with that. And then the number 1 song, any guesses?
Well, I went with Drake, so I don't know.
I was going to guess Cardi B, but now I'm going to guess Thank You, next.
Liv is
Thank
correct.
Thank You, next.
What?
Yep, number yes. one song of 2018, according to this website, is Ariana Grande's Thank You, next.
There's no way that could be. I'm not saying it's not a good song, but this is the number one song of the year.
I would say I'm surprised only because it hasn't been out very long.
It just got here.
So Same I feel like I would have guessed I Like It by Cardi B. That's what I would have said.
Yeah, I could see that. I would agree with that way more than Thank
or,
You, next.
I would have guessed
that Maroon 5 song.
Is Nice For What, Kiki, Do You Love Me, Drake?
No,
or, no,
that's
it's
not.
In My Feelings. In My Feelings by Drake is what I would have also guessed. Yes.
I was going to guess In My Feelings and the Maroon 5 Girls Like You.
See, that didn't even make the list.
Yeah, I know, which I'm not mad about. I'm just glad this is number one because this plays in my soul at all times.
So there's your top 10 list of songs for 2018. And after destroying evidence and misleading investigators in an effort to protect his reputation and payout, Les Moonves, the former CEO of CBS, is now not getting a single dime of the $120 million severance he expected. Since stepping down under allegations of misconduct this fall, the company's board explained they completed their investigation of former chairman and CEO Leslie Moonves, they said that with regards to him, they have determined that there are grounds to terminate for cause, including his willful and material misfeasance, violation of company policies, and breach of his employment contract, as well as his willful failure to cooperate fully with the company's investigation. He will not receive any severance payment from the company. He's expected to take legal action now in regards to not getting the big bucks payout that he anticipated.
I want to see him in court saying why he should get paid.
Well, he did some shady stuff, and they have ample proof and evidence. I mean, there's no denying it. He will not win. And Julia Roberts remembers the first fan encounter that she had after her first big movie, Mystic Pizza, in the late 80s.
Well, I went home to Georgia to visit my mom and my younger sister, and we went to the movies, and I think it was after the movie was over, and I was in the bathroom, and there was a woman in the bathroom who said, "Hey, girl in stall number one, were you in Mystic Pizza?" I said, "Yeah." "Will you sign this?" And she put something
under the stall. Oh, my
God. I said,
God.
not right now.
That's the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next, this is something that blows my mind that a guy would actually tell to a woman. A friend of mine told me that a guy she was interested in, he kind of blew her off, and this is what he said to her. He's, you know, actually, I'm going to tell you what he said, but it's just, I wish a girl would do what she did to him. But he said, like, what she did kind of turned him off, and I guess he kind of friend-zoned her for this. I'll tell you the story next and see if any other guy agrees with this or if this guy's just absolutely crazy. Our number, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. It's Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
How do you guys feel about this if a girl, like an actual woman, did this to you? My good friend, I'm going to keep her anonymous, but she was telling me about how she had this crush on a guy. She felt something for him, and she wasn't throwing herself out there like, you know, like a sloop, but she was doing her thing, and she was just kind of showing that she was interested in the guy, okay? She didn't ask him out, but pretty much she's like, hey, you know, like, we should hang out sometime.
Yeah.
Kinda. So, I mean, it's almost like asking out. He's like, okay, he thought about it. Then he told her, he's like, you know what? You're really cool and I like you. But I can't see myself with a woman like that that's so forward.
That's like not even that forward.
I know. It'd be one thing if she was just like thirsty and sending him like sexy half-nude photos. But she just was like, hey, when are we going to go out sometime? You know, grab a drink. And not like, hey, take me out, wine and dine me. But she was obviously interested in this guy. And he told her, he's like, that's really unattractive to me as a man.
Yeah.
When a woman comes, almost like as if you're desperate or something. I wish, thank God my wife married me. I don't know why. She must have just felt like she had to settle, and I'm cool with that. I'm really thankful that she settled on me. But I could not imagine what I would do if a girl actually, like, kind of showed interest to me. Because I was always so awkward. I would love if that happened.
I have a boyfriend right now, but when I was single, this is exactly why I never, ever, ever, ever text first. I don't even text, honestly, I don't even text my boyfriend first now. We've been together now for 8 months.
Why?
I refuse. And I never put out the first move when it came to talking to a guy because I'm not going to say every, but the majority, the rule lends itself to the majority that guys do not like to be pursued by girls. They all of a sudden twist it into you being thirsty or being clingy or whatever, and then they're not interested in you. Always let the guy make the first move. I learned that right away because anytime I did try to text first or anything, it always ruined it. You always got to let them do it. Then you know that they're for sure interested. And I think it's like just a dude thing. Biologically, I feel like guys just have it in them that they want to be like the pursuer.
But
if a girl does that, I feel like it throws their game off or something.
I talked to my buddy Nick yesterday about this. He's like, oh my God, I wish a girl would do that for me. He's married now too. But he's saying like back in the day, maybe me, Nick, and this, like maybe a few other guys are just like the rarity. But so you're saying you think all guys actually like to do the pursuing?
I definitely think that, Joe, you might think you want that, but if you had it, you would not be interested. I think Alex is 100% right. Guys are always like, oh, I wish girls would just be more forward.
And then we are, like, and you don't everything. Like it.
Exactly. They like what they can't have. They want what they can't have. And so if you are too forward, which sucks, that's such a double standard. I think it's stupid, but that's so true. And they'll say like, oh, like, I love that you're forward, but then all of the sudden things get weird and like they're not as interested anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're bringing up a good point, but I don't know. Like, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I think I wouldn't be that way. Maybe I really would when it came down to it, if that was the case. But it's so hard being a guy, at least for me when I was single, to like even hit on a girl or flirt with her. I was terrible.
I can't even. It's so hard being a girl because guys are just idiots, and they don't know what they want. And but they think that they know what they want. Like, guys just make everything confusing.
That sounds like women.
No, so girls have to try to play this stupid game because of men.
Nah, see, that sounds like things women do. All right, Taylor, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
What's up? On this subject, I recently proposed to who is now my fiance.
Aww.
And I didn't approach her. She approached me.
She proposed?
No, she approached me, like, when we first got together, she gave me her number. I didn't do anything. So, in all honesty, I can go both ways. Yes, guys like to make the first move. It's more of a manlier thing. But I'm getting married, and my girl made the first move.
Yeah, I think you're the exception to the rule, my friend.
Yeah, I definitely think you're the exception.
Hey, Taylor, you said you go both ways?
I mean, yeah.
I was going to say me too.
All right. Sorry, Taylor. Porkchop's hitting on you this morning. I apologize for that.
I just know that every single time when I was dating that there's a handful of times that I did try to make that first move and it never worked out for me. And it was always because I did that. Like, all of a sudden, it seemed like they were interested. So that's why I was like, okay, I'm going to take the chance to be like, hey, we should go out sometime. Or why don't you take me out on a date? Or, you know, try to be like flirty coy like that. And every single time it backfired.
I tried that one time and it completely backfired.
What happened with you then, Liv? We heard Alex's situation.
The same thing. So I decided to slide into their DMs because I didn't think I had their number. This was like forever ago. And they said that, like, oh my gosh, I love that you were shooting your shot. And I was like, hey, yeah, shoot your shot. Like, why not? And he was like, I love that you did that. So attractive, whatever. Things seemed to be going well. And we were texting a little bit. And like, I texted first one time because it was like topical. But then it just like dwindled. The interest dwindled. But at first he was like, oh my gosh, so attractive, so cute. And then I would joke around and be like, oh, like, when are you going to actually take me out to dinner? Like, huh? Being cute though and kind of like
it. No, there's your sign. If you're like, hey, when are you going to feed me?
That's the joke. You're obviously joking.
And also it's like, obviously you're not doing it like exactly like that. You're being cute and sly and fitting it into like the right place. But I'm telling you, it's like subconsciously, maybe they just lose interest and they don't know why, but it's because they want what they can't have.
But no, Liv, I don't think it's a guy or girl thing. I think it's a personality thing. You have to be able to read everyone's personality. And I can tell you this straight up because I've dated guys and I've dated girls.
It's 99% of American thing. Then if it's not necessarily to a certain sex, it's for sure just everyone almost that wants to be the pursuer then.
So I'm the abnormal person. I just want them to come to me.
Because you're lazy.
My boyfriend still, till this day, will be like, well, I kind of like want what I can't have. Like, Maybe. And I'm like, what? What do you mean you want what you can't have? We're dating. You have me. Like, sorry. You either like it or you don't.
Oh, man, I think he's trying to break up with you.
Honestly, maybe. Shoot.
Hey, let's put that up on Instagram, by the way, like a question that people could do yes or no to, if they actually would, like if guys would want women to pursue them. And we'll put that up there at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. This one involves, well, one of my favorite drinks in the world.
Fireball.
Yep. Give us about 3 minutes and we'll tell you all about the dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
So this guy, his name is Michael Foster. He's a 28-year-old dude in Muncie, Indiana. He slammed his Jeep into a house. Like, it looked like he was just trying to park it in there or something. Five people ended up in the hospital, including Michael, his two passengers, and two people that were actually inside the house at the time. So the question we have to ask is, what caused the crash? Well, the cops, they got two different explanations of what happened. Now, according to the passengers, it was because Michael was driving drunk. They said, quote, man, he's been chugging Fireball.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, they're saying he was doing that before he plowed into the house. But according to Michael, yeah, I've been drinking some Fireball.
Fireball.
But that was not the problem. What do you think the problem was that caused this accident? Because if it wasn't Michael drinking and driving Fireball, what was it?
He slipped on one of those Mario Kart bananas.
That is actually... No, that's very true. Don't laugh at that. It's very true. It happens to people.
100 accidents are caused every year by Mario Kart bananas.
How can you laugh at something so serious?
No, it's Mario Kart. I love Mario Kart.
People die.
That's not funny, though.
You were laughing at it, Mr. Funny Pants.
No, I'm just thinking bananas and Mario Karts. What do they throw turtles next?
Hold on. It's Mario, not Mario.
It's Mario.
No, what the hell?
Mario Kart.
You're going to be the dummy of the day if you can't learn how to say it right.
It's me. It's me, Mario, from the barrio.
It's me, Mario. Wow, this got derailed quick. Now listen, his excuse for why the accident happened, he says it's because these damn roads are so bad. He blamed it on the poor quality roads. He told the cops, quote, I wouldn't have hit the house if it wasn't for the blanking Muncie roads. Cops believe the Fireball story instead.
Fireball.
And he's now facing several charges, including operating a vehicle while intoxicated, public intoxication, leaving the scene of an accident, disorderly conduct, and much more. So, once again, this is a part of the show where we'd like to apologize for something that Porkchop said. It is not funny when accidents happen because of banana peels. So, I always want to throw that disclaimer out there. That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Check it out. We post it at joeandalexshow.com. Oh, what a wonderful time of the year. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we are going to be giving away presents around this time all week long. We're going to take a turn, and each day somebody gets to give all their gifts to everyone on the show. Today, Liv is the gift giver. That means me, Alex, and Porkchop. Well, we get to receive, and I'm really excited / nervous because I am very terrible at faking liking something if I don't. Liv the Web Girl, are you feeling confident today that we're going to be so excited with our gifts?
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys to open them. I like really put a lot of thought into it and like tried really hard.
I hate hearing that.
Well, yeah, I hope you guys like it. Who's going first?
I think Porkchop should go first.
Okay. All right, Porkchop, you're up, my man.
Choppy.
All right. Oh, wait, that's Alex's.
Also, we're
which one's mine?
Right here. It's literally right in front of you.
Oh.
Also, we're on Instagram Live if you guys want to see him opening them up.
All right.
Don't even, it's
Joe
like,
and Alex
it's
show.
It's like over here, and she's like, that's yours right in front of you.
I mean,
seriously, you two, I don't know like if there's sexual tension with you guys or what, but you two lately, the
there's
past
literally,
week.
Literally, you well, always bring it back
more.
To like sexual tension.
No, because
there's
something,
sexual tension.
No, Liv, there's something that I can't explain with you and Porkchop. I've never seen it
they
before.
Just
maybe
bicker.
It's like a brother
we
sister.
We bicker like brother and sister. Me and MYK used to, well, no, not really because MYK.
Because they were BFFs.
No, well, MYK was just always right.
Hey, so am I. I'm mad that y'all's are wrapped and mine's not. Like
y'all's?
She clearly took
what
more
you
time.
What do you mean it is wrapped? It's
no,
in a gift bag.
It's in a gift bag. And you know what? I actually had to search all over the place for Target for that.
Okay.
So, and also I bought separate tissue paper just for you.
All right, I was being a jerk. I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm very thankful. And
what a
I didn't
diva.
Know how to wrap this.
I'm very thankful and I love you.
I love
That's
you
a fancy gift
shop.
Bag. It's got rhinestones.
I know. I would reuse it if
yeah,
I was you.
Re-gift that tomorrow.
Here's your gift.
Oh, okay. It's some sort of clothing, and Liv knows that I need to see. Everyone knows. Let's see. Hey, how'd you know?
Oh my gosh.
I'm a genius.
Tell everybody what it is.
Look, it's so I'm originally from New Jersey. So it's I love the Jets, the New York Jets football team. Just lost to the Houston Texans, thanks. But she got me a shirt, a New York Jets shirt.
It's a New York Jets long sleeve t-shirt because I know you love the Jets. Uh-huh. And I know that you need some clothes.
Wow, good job, Liv. Thank you very much.
You're
and it's just
so
my size, extra
very
large.
Nice.
Does it fit?
Yeah, long sleeve for
and
the winter.
You know what? I asked your boyfriend what size you were and he told me large, but I went with the extra large because I was like, you know what?
It looks
what?
Like it fits just, small.
Yeah, exactly. And also, everyone likes a comfy, like, oversized.
Is that why you got an extra large?
Yeah, it is. Okay, who's next?
Okay.
Well, Liv, do you want me or Joe to go next?
We'll have Joe go next.
Oh, God.
We're on Instagram Live. You can see us opening our Christmas presents from
crap.
Liv.
Holy crap. Liv, this is like weightlifting.
It
feel
is
this,
really
Alex.
Heavy.
Feel how heavy this box is.
Ooh, very heavy.
Oh, I bet this has got gold in it. This is a box of gold. I'm rich. I quit this show.
At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram Live. So every single day for the next couple days this week, each of us are bringing in our gifts for everybody at this time.
Oh, my goodness. Is this what I think it is, or is this like in a fake box? You know my party style. I got me a cheese board and knives.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like a charcuterie board. Also, it's like chalkboard, so you can write on like what kind of the cheeses are. But I got you that because you always talk about entertaining.
Yes. Oh
all
my
the
God.
Time, how you want to. And you say that you want to do like a monthly game night.
I do. You listen.
So I got you a charcuterie board. And you can take out that like chalkboard part.
Okay.
And you can put the cheeses on there and put like crackers and meats on the inside of that other board. You can just do it a bunch of different ways.
Fancy.
And I can use this to kind of pick my beard out.
Ew.
Oh, are you okay?
What?
Oh my gosh, you just ruined that knife. You just ran your...
All right, well,
okay.
I guess...
You're not on mic. Nobody can hear you.
Okay.
He just ran the knife through his beard.
No,
like, I will never use that knife ever again.
And
yes,
then
it
he
is.
Put
it's a
it
cheese
on
knife.
The board.
I'm going to throw up.
No, but thank you. Thank you. You can see this
you're
right
welcome.
Now.
You're welcome. Do you like it?
No, I really do. God, here's what I hate, though. I was really hoping you'd give me something generic and basic, and then maybe I didn't even like it, because I suck at picking out presents. I'm already having anxiety about whenever I give out gifts to everybody this week. This is so thoughtful, Liv. Thank you.
Okay, my turn. My,
of course.
My turn.
Look how nicely it's wrapped.
Yeah, you're a good rapper,
who'd
Liv.
Who'd you pay to do that? That's incredible.
Liv's a good rapper. Start rapping, Liv.
Oh, yes!
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't. My voice is so messed up.
You're taking
but
I'm my
so
voice
excited.
Away.
So this is a kinetic sand tool set, which is great because, and it even comes with more sand. So I have been asking for kinetic sand accessories and stuff for Christmas, which this is perfect. This, you get like your little, like, what do you call that? A thing that you make a sand castle with.
It's like, God, we're stupid.
Well, it is a sandbox.
Like a cookie cutter thing.
Yeah, like a cookie cutter thing. You get little shovels, you get little pressers, circle cookie cutter type of thing, little rolly wheels, all kinds of stuff. I have a kinetic sand box from Brookstone, and I have a couple colors of kinetic sand, but I don't have any of the fun tools yet. And so this will give me all the tools I need, and I get extra sand, which is awesome. Thanks, Liv.
Welcome. I hope all of you guys like your presents. I tried really hard.
Liv set the bar high. Liv set the bar high. So tomorrow at this time, it'll be Porkchop passing out his gifts.
Yes.
And then you want it to be you, and then I'm last?
I don't even want to do mine on air, because mine are going to be so bad compared to your guys'.
Oh, my gosh. All you have to do is get a gift card for places we like, honestly.
There you go.
Okay, now you know what I did.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. That's awesome. Hey, round of applause for Liv the Web Girl.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I made it through yesterday without getting killed, so I'm hoping I can do the same thing today. And that's because I've been meeting people up from online. I've been doing it for a sale thing, though, not for, like, random hookups or casual encounters.
Gotcha. So it went well. You didn't get shanked?
No. I had, like, a 30-minute conversation with this guy yesterday. I don't think I'll give anything away, but his name is Carl. Kind of an older dude, but... actually, I don't want to give too much away in case the person listens, but he bought a gift from me yesterday, or like an item, and he's going to give it as a Christmas present. It's something, and it was cool. I got to talk to him for like 30 minutes. Like, the conversation never ended. No.
Wow, I am so shocked.
I know.
You know what?
Whoa.
Both of you, shame on you.
Joe has a tendency to meet somebody for the first time and just talk their ear off and not let them go get away.
No.
Yeah, he just rambles.
Listen.
Did you tell him your whole life story? Did you tell him you were from Michigan?
Will you listen?
Did you tell him your mom was a nurse?
Go ahead, Pork Chop. Your mic's on, too.
I was going to say, I think we should get Carl on the phone and ask him.
Did you tell him what you did for a living?
Did you tell him that you're on Joe's journey? You're trying to lose
you're really,
weight?
Okay, now
how many of those did we get right? Wow.
Well, okay. You know what's fair to see? How much did you learn about him?
Look at Pork Chop with the deep questions.
All right, no, we'll let him talk. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, thank you. Didn't know I got to talk. Does that thing work? This thing on?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I swear to God, you're not going to believe it. He talked my ear off. Like, I kept him, like, standing up. I'm like, okay. You know, like, I grabbed my car keys. I'm like, okay. He just couldn't stop talking, and I'm so bad at getting out of conversations. It was not my fault, but I learned a lot about him. He actually used to play in a band in Texas, actually, in Houston, Texas, where we're also on the air on 92.1 Radio Now down there. And he actually got to play with like at same shows and hang out with like Steven Tyler, Willie Nelson.
Whoa.
So he had some cool stories to tell. So it was worth 30 minutes of my life. And he bought my items, so I'm cool. But I'm going to go meet a lady today. I'm selling something. So hopefully I don't get killed.
Your body?
Listen,
I'm just kidding.
If someone wants to buy my body for the, I'm selling this thing for $25. Sounds like a deal to
Maybe
me.
Maybe if someone buys your body, you'll spend more on your wife for a Christmas present.
The only reason somebody would want to buy Joe's body is if they needed advertising space.
Wow!
I thought you guys were gonna think that was funny.
That is funny.
I thought you were gonna say a pillow or something.
He could be a billboard.
I was gonna
just say paint your company's name on his body.
You know what
he walks around.
I actually thought you were gonna say if they were starving and they needed to eat.
See, even worse.
Wait, actually,
way beater.
That might be an idea, Joe. Why don't you sell ads on your belly?
We can say tune in. Joe's selling his body.
Good. Yeah. Like
dude.
Yes.
It's a genius radio bit.
Like every Thursday at a certain time, you will do another ad on your belly.
Even better, it's cold outside, so we can walk around shirtless and freeze to death.
Yeah, and you got to like walk around Broad Ripple, and it'll be a part of Joe's journey too.
I can get paint. I'm pretty good at paint.
You guys done?
This was a good idea.
Dead serious.
Are you done?
So this, I guess, is a no.
He's mad.
I'm not going to use my body as advertising. No.
Live, will
Girls
you?
Girls do all the time.
Hey, you know what? I will use my body for advertising if I can get a boob job. Then I will absolutely would love to promote your plastic
if
surgery
can
office.
If someone give me a trainer, I'll use my body as advertisement. Maybe some sugar bear hair, some fit tea.
You work at a
tea.
Gym.
Yeah,
I
you
know,
already
but
do.
I don't want to pay for training. I'm too broke.
Well, anyway, those are our brilliant ideas. This is the brainstorming hour on the Joe and Alex Show.
And if we're going to throw out plastic surgery, I would be willing to get a breast reduction if possible. So. All right, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. We got so much to happen today. It's online at joeandalexshow.com. So much is happening tomorrow, which I'm excited about, like Pork Chop having to face the box of shame again because he's lazier than me.
No that gift for
said,
you, then.
That's okay. I don't need one. That being said, Alex, Live, producer Pork Chop, let's get out of here. We got to say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.